25 years ago, there was born in Detroit, Michigan, a boy representing the best traditions of this country, of a stock known for its deeds of adventure and exploration. On a morning just 3 weeks ago yesterday, this wholesome, earnest, fearless, courageous product of America rose into the air from Long Island on a monoplane christened the Spirit of St. Louis in honor of his home and his supporters. It was no haphazard adventure. After months of most careful preparation, supported by a valiant character, driven by an unconquerable will, and inspired by the imagination and the spirit of his Viking ancestors, this reserve officer set wing across the dangerous stretches of the North Atlantic. He was alone. His destination was Paris. 33 hours and 30 minutes later, in the evening of the second day, he landed at his destination on the French flying field of Le Bourget. He had traveled 3,600 miles and established a new and remarkable record. The execution of his project was a perfect exhibition of art. This country will always remember the way in which he was received by the people of France, by their president, and by their government. It was all the more remarkable because they were mourning the disappearance of their intrepid countrymen who had tried to span the Atlantic on a Western flight. Our messenger of peace and goodwill had broken down another barrier of time and space and brought two great peoples into closer communion. In less than a day and a half, he had crossed the ocean over which Columbus had traveled for 69 days and the Pilgrim Fathers for 66 days on their way to the New World. But above all, in showering applause and honor upon this genial, modest American youth, with the naturalness, the simplicity, and the poise of true greatness, France had the opportunity to show clearly her goodwill for America and our people. With like acclaim and evidences of cordial friendship, our ambassador without a portfolio was received by the rulers, the governments, and the peoples of England and Belgium. From other nations came hearty messages of admiration for him and for his country. For these manifold evidences of friendship, we are profoundly grateful. The absence of self-acclaim, the refusal to become commercialized, which has marked the conduct of this sincere and genuine exemplar of fine and noble virtues has endeared him to everyone. He has returned unspoiled. Particularly has it been delightful to have him refer to his airplane as somehow possessing a personality and being equally entitled to credit with himself. For we are proud that in every particular, this silent partner represented American genius and industry. I am told that more than 100 separate companies furnished materials, parts, and service in its construction. And now, my fellow citizens, this young man has returned. He is here. He has brought his unsullied fame home. It is our great privilege to welcome back to his native land, on behalf of his own people, who have a deep affection for him and have been thrilled by his splendid achievements, a colonel of the United States Officers Reserve Corps, an illustrious citizen of our republic, a conqueror of the air and strengthener of the ties which bind us to our sister nations across the sea, and as President of the United States, I bestow the Distinguished Flying Cross as a symbol of appreciation for what he is and what he has done upon Colonel Charles A. Lindbergh.
Thank you.